As Rabbi Shimon says, the kelim tameim. If this water was in the keli, you had water in a vessel, then we say if a sheretz touches it, it is makabel tuma. So Rashi says, this is Rabbi Shimon we had before on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, that he was the one that says that midiraisa mashke is makabel tuma. Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon the taimid, the yomal yel tumas mashkin diraisa, the afilu latam yacherim. Even midiraisa it's makabel tuma, and it could be matama something else. So therefore, even in the base of Migdish, the Rabbanim can't take off the tumah that's there midiraisa. So Avad Reb Shimon Ayma Bekelim Tumayim. If the water is in a keli now and the sheretz touched it, it is makabel tuma, and it could be matama something else. But if this water is in the ground, then it's tor. A sheretz cannot be matamrit. Now, look, it's shver, why not? What's the difference midiraisa if the water is in the ground or in a keli? If you're telling me now all type of liquids could be makabel tuma. So Rashi explains here, like the Gemara will explain later, although let's see Rashi inside. The first line of the small lines here, Rashi. The karka torim, or the kam matagam alay amayim, was only talking about water, or diika revius. We're talking about there's a revius of water on the ground, but blood would be makabel tuma, only water not. Why is water different? So Rashi achidish diika torus mikvah lo, because water on the ground is called a mikvah. Lamachten vitzinervis, you could be table there a small kelim like a pin. The midiraisa le mekabli tuma. Therefore, water that has a shem mikvah on it is not mekabel tuma midiraisa. Could a sieve mikveh mayim yitor? That a mikvah always remains torah. Let's say you have like our kosher mikvah, the sheretz goes inside it, the water is still torah. Here also, Rashi revius. If you have revius of water, say it's 4.5 ounces. Have a mikvah midiraisa. Midiraisa is called a mikvah. The chik sev aboyim so, even though we know our mikvah has to be 40 saw of water, that's beyond the mudis sev. It's only for a person. The sev lon me'es kol besaroi, me'es kol besaroi mayim shakol gufa yolabim. You have to have water that the whole body could get into, and that's a shear of 40 saw. Avu lekelim kitanim. But if you have a needle that's tomei, and you want to put in the mikvah, ein sarech elekdeshi sheyischasu b'mayim. You only need a small amount of water that would cover it. Now, I, for Rashi, bought some revius. What's wrong with less than a revius then? A needle could get in even to half a revius. So Rashi says, that's Gemara Gemirulu. That we know, halacha l'mashim sinayin, t'leichoshu l'mehavi mikvah. That it's not called a mikvah less than a revius of water. But I call upon him, if you have a revius of water in the ground, it's called a mikvah midiraisa. So Rashi, v'chivun d'v'yama midiraisa le'metamei, for Rabbanu hu d'botl revius to mikvah, even though it's true that the Gemara Nazir says the Rabbanu will mevatel this din, that you can't use a revius of water on the ground, even for small kelim, but that's only midirabbanu that it's botel. Midiraisa is still called the mikvah. So therefore, midiraisa, this water, when it's in the karka, it's not makabel tuma. Even though midirabbanu it should be makabel tuma, that's Reb Shimon is moida, that in the base of Migdish, Rabbanu made this takono, that the water should not be makabel tuma. But that's only the water that's in karka, because that midiraisa is not makabel tuma. But other water that's in a keli, or else blood, even if it's on the ground, you can't make a mikvah out of blood. So therefore, the blood is not called a mikvah. So if a sheretz touches the blood, according to Reb Shimon, it's makabel tuma midiraisa. And then it's matama other things also midiraisa, even in the base of Migdish. So more about it. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, afilu l'man d'yoma, tumas mashkin d'yiraisa. Even if you want to tell him l'man d'yoma, that water could be makabel tuma midiraisa of a mashka base mitzvahay, but that we're saying Yosef ben Yoezer is Sreda, said over in Edus, that in the base of Migdish, the water is not makabel tuma, he's also masking to this. Because Hilchos HaGemirulah, that's a new halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. Because even though up until now we were going at the stira, like how could you say water is makabel tuma midiraisa and only in the base of Migdish it's not? How could that be? So up until now we were going, you have to say that the water is only mekabel tuma mid rabbonin. Then we could say the rabbonin didn't make tuma in the base of Migdish. Rav Pop is saying the first one to say no. It could be that mid yiraisa water is mekabel tuma, I'll tell you. Why in the base of Migdish is it tor? If a sheretz touches the water in the base of Migdish, why is it tor? This mashka base mitvechei? Because it's a new halacha l'moshe mesinei. That's what Rav Pop wants to say. Omele Rav Huna braid the Rav Nosson Rav Pop. So Rav Huna braid the Rav Nosson asked the kasha back for Rav Pop. Now that Reb Lezer said before we had, that he said, Ein tumma l'mashkin kol ikir. He brings a raya to his svara that water is not mekabel tumah midiraisa at all. Midiraisa, any type of a liquid, is not mekabel tumah. What was Reb Lezer's raya? Teda, bring your raya. Shereheyid Yosef ben Yoezer. Istreda, he said over an edus, he told us something, a fact, that our mashke base midvichay, that the water that's found by the base hashchit in the base hamigdish, dochein that it's tor. That was his raya. So we explained before that if you're going to tell me the water is mekabel tumah midiraisa, how could it be that the base hamigdish is tor? How could the rabbanon take off the tumah midiraisa? So since his edus was that in the base hamigdish is tor, it's a raya that mashkin is mekabel tumah, it's only midirabbanon. Now the question is, according to Rav Papa, it's not that way. If you want to tell me, according to Rav Papa, it's a new halacha l'mishum Sinai, that water is not mekabel tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. Mi gamrina minei. How could we learn out here all over other places that water is not mekabel tumah? According to Rav Papa, no. Even though water is mekabel tumah midiraisa, but it's a new halacha in the Beis Hamikdash that it's Torah. So what was Rav Lezer's raya? So it's clearly that Rav Lezer doesn't know like Rav Papa. Omalei Ravina. Rav Ashi. Now Ravina told Rav Ashi. Like the Rashi learns, this is another kasha to Rav Papa. For Rav Shimon. The Chur, according to Rav Shimon, the Oma Tumas Mashkin Diraisa. Rav Shimon himself says that Mashkim is Mekabel Tumim Diraisa. Rav Shimon says. The time, like we learned before, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon, Oimrim, Lekelim, Torim, Leoichlim, Tumayim. That if this water was Mekabel Tumah, a sheriff touched it. Now, water he holds cannot be mekabel kalim, cannot be metame kalim. So before we had it, it's a suffix. If the water went around kalim, it's tor, because it's not. It's only midirabbanan, and midirabbanan's fake is lakula. Abuli oichlim. If you have a suffix, if that water touched oichlim food, then tumeim, because midiraisa water mashk any type of liquid that's tumei. If it touches food, it's metamerit. Now that's from Shimon Svara that midiraisa water could be metame oichlim. Now here Rav Shimon says the top line of our Gemara here that in the Beis Hamikdash the kelim tumeim, as you have to know, if the water is in a keli, is in a kli, it is mekabel tumah midiraisa even in the Beis Hamikdash bekarka torim, but on the karka in the ground there is tor. That's what Rav Shimon said. So Rav Shimon is saying that even though water could be mekabel tumah midiraisa, but that's only if it's in a keli, mashenkin on the ground it's not mekabel tumah even in the Beis Hamikdash. Now the question is, according to Rav Papa, the Hilchasa, if you're telling me now it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that the water in the Beis Hamikdash is not Mekabel Tumah, Mali B'Kela, Mali B'Karka. What's the difference if the water is in a Keli, uprooted from the ground that's in a vessel, or the water is in a Karka? Both cases, according to Rav Papa, it should not be Mekabel Tumah. You see, because Rav Papa is also saying like Rav Shimon, that really water outside the Beis Hamikdash could be Mekabel Tumah Midiraisa. Even Midiraisa it's Tumah. So if midiraisa it's tumei, how could you tell me now that in the Beis Hamikdash there's a difference? If the water is in a keli, it is mekabel tumah. If the water is on the karka, it's not mekabel tumah. How could that be? What's the difference? If you're telling me now, there's a new halacha l'moshe misinai, that in the Beis Hamikdash is tor, both waters should be tor. Even water that's in a keli should not be mekabel tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara kasha, enichnaim esach kasha and Rav Papa. So raya not like Rav Papa. The ravadu at the man the yoma that says that water, liquid, is mekabel tumah midiraisa, it's mekabel all over. Even in the Beis Hamikdash also, it would be mekabel and be metame something else. And that's what Yosef ben Yoezer Sreda said over that in the Beis Hamikdash is Torah, it's only because he holds like the other man, Yomim, that water is not mekabel tumah midiraisa. Midiraisa, only a food or a keli or a man could be mekabel tumah. But not mashkim, not liquid. But our component is a kash on Rav Papa. So Gemara now, Omer Rav Papa. Like Rav Papa, hod the yamrit bekarka toirim. Like Rav Papa, who is being miyashiv Rav Shimon. That Rav Shimon said before that if you have the water in kelim, it's tameya. But if the water is in karka, it's not mekabel tumah. He saw the yamrit bekarka toirim. That Rav Shimon said before that if the water is in the karka, it's tor lo yishanu elamayim. We're only talking about water. Water that's on the karka is tor. Avodam loy. But if you have blood on the ground, that would be mekabel tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. So tomorrow, and what's the svar? We'll soon see why. Omayim nami. Even when we have water, lo yamor nelo they have revius. It's only if you have revius of water on the ground. And the svar is the chazir lahatzvul bo bay machten vitzineris. Like Rashi said before, because water on the ground, if there's a revius there, midiraisa, that's called a mikvah. And you could be tovel in it, these pins, if you have small kelim that are tomei, you could be tovel there midiraisa. So therefore, since this revius of water is called a mikvah is not makabel tumah. Avulai have a revius, but let's say the water on the ground is less than a revius, so it's not called a mikvah midiraisa, then the locher is taka tmeim. Then taka is makabel tumah. Because of Shimon Svar is that water is makabel tumah midiraisa. It's only a svar when it gets a shame mikvah that's not makabel tumah. So water less than revius cannot have a shame mikvah on it, therefore it is makabel tumah. Omamar, we learned before, we have Yehudu Loimer Lachol Tomei. As this was the Brice on the test Zion we had before, that there was a question there if we have a suffix, if the water became tummy or not, if the water touches something else. So the three sheetis we had, Reb Yehuda was the biggest machmir. Reb Yehuda said lechol tummy. In other words, the water is makabel tummy midiraisa, and now that water is tummy, if it touches even a keli, it's also matam of the keli midiraisa. Therefore, before it was a suffix, if the water fell around kelim, if it touched the keli or not. So Reb Yehuda said even the keli are tummy, because it's a suffix in the midiraisa. Therefore, we have to go lechumra. So the Gemara says lemeim lechur. From here, we have a raya to tell us to solve Reb Yehuda. Tumas Mashkin, Litome, Tumas Kalim Diraisa. That was saying water could be Makabel Tumah. And if it touches the Kali, it's Matama the Kali, Midiraisa, it's even Midiraisa. Therefore, if Yudhis says if you have a Suffolk, if it touches the Kali or not, you have to go Lachumra, because the Suffolk Midiraisa, you go Lachumra. For the more Akasha on this now. If you are Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Kalim, Kol HaKalim, Shiesh Lohem, Achurim, any Kali a vessel that has a back and outside to it, v'toich, and you could use the inside of it. It's usable the outside and the inside. V'goyin hakorim, like you have cushions, v'yaksosos, like mattresses, like beds, v'yasakim, and a bag made out of leather, v'yamatsufos, also bags made out of leather. These kalim, you could use it the outside and the inside. Is nitmu toichoy, if a sheretz touched the inside of the keli, is nit magaboy. I'm not saying the sheretz, will soon see later what touched it. But if a tamei touched the inside, then even the outside is also tamei. Nit mugaboy, but there's a case that if the tamei only touched the outside of the keli, then we say lo nit mutoicha, the Mishnah says. The inside of the keli does not become tamei. There's a difference where the tamei touched the keli. If it touched the inside of the kli, both become tamei, the inside and the outside. But if a tamei only touched the outside of the keli, then only the outside is tamei, not the inside. Now, Amar Reb Yehuda explains this Mishnah. When is it said such a difference between the inside and the outside? Only if water was the tomatic thing that touched his keli. When water that's tomatic touched his keli, then there's a difference if it touched the inside or the outside. But let's say a real sheret, that's a nabatum midiraisa, touched his keli, there's no difference then. Nitmu toichoy, nitmu gabay. If the sherbets touch the inside, even the outside of the keli is tummy. Nitmu gabay, if the sherbets touch the outside of the keli, nitmu toichoy. Even the inside becomes tummy. In other words, if you just said there's a difference between liquid, mashkim, so that's only if it touches the outside, only the outside, not the inside. But if a sherbets, a real tummy, midiraisa, touches the outside, then even the inside is also tummy. Now, what's the difference? Says, if you're going to tell me that we should think that Tumas Mashkin, Litome Kalim Diraisam, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you want to tell me Yeshit there is, that even that Midiraisa, that Mashkin water, that's Makabel Tumah, if a Sheretz touched the water, that this water is Tumah Midiraisa. Midiraisa, that means Minatoira, it has a right, when it touches a Kalim, it's Matamba the Kalim Midiraisa. So I bezoi, Mali Nitmu Machmas Mashkin, Mali Nitmas Machmas Sheretz. Why should there be a difference if the mashkin, this water, touched the keli on the outside, which is tamei midiraisa, or if a sheretz touched the keli on the outside? In both cases, it's tamei midiraisa. So the chur, if it's tamei midiraisa, the outside of the keli, automatically the whole keli should become tamei. Why does Reb Yehuda make a difference between water and the sheretz? So Bishleim, if you're going to tell me, Reb Yehuda holds no, that water, mashkin, liquid, even though it itself is tamei, but when it touches the keli, it's not matama the keli. Midiraisa, it's only midirabonan, then there's a big difference. Since when water touches a keli, it's only midirabonan, the rabbonan wanted to make a heker, a sign that we should see it's different tumah, it's only midirabonan. Therefore, they said that if this mashkin touched the outside of the kli, only the outside is tummy, not the inside. So people should know this tummy is only midirabbanan. Mashenken, we're tummy midiraisa, like a sheretz. When it touches the outside of the keli, that's tummy midiraisa. Then avada, both parts, even the inside is also tummy. That would be good that there's such a difference between mashkim is only midirabbanan. Therefore, they wanted to make a difference that the inside is not, but sheretz is diraisa. But if you're going to tell me now that according to Yehuda, even mashkin is midiraisa, so what's the difference between sheretz and water? Why, when water touches the inside is tor, and when a sheretz touches the outside, then you're telling me it's tummy. What should be the difference? And it's the Gemara in Echanami. Omer Rav Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, Chaza boy Rav Yehuda. You have to say Rav Yehuda taka was chayzer. Even though in the braisa before it's mashmi holds that midiraisa, the water could be metama kelim, but here Rav Yehuda was chayzer and holds no, water cannot be metama kelim midiraisa. It's only midirabbanan. So since it's only a tumah midrabbanan, then it's good whether rabbanan made a difference hekir between the between if the mashkim touches the outside of the keli, that the inside remains tor. That people should know this tummy is only midrabbanan, not midiraisa. Because there are naskuminis if it's tummy midiraisa midrabbanan. If you have to burn kachim because of that, if you have to burn truma, so since there are naskuminis, therefore the rabbanan wanted us to know this difference. Right, Ravina Wama, no. Ravina says Lyoilam Loyhoder. I'll tell you, no, really, Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayzer. He still holds his Shita that water that was Mekabel Tumim Mediraisa could be Metama Keli Mediraisa. Abaho Bemashkin Haboyin Machmas Yodayim. That that this Mishnah says that if water touches the outside of the Keli, the inside is Tor, it's only talking about water, Mashkin, that was Mekabel Tumim from a Tumim Mediraisa. Machmas Yodayim. But that was from the Yudches Devon, we made Exer in the Mor in Shabbos, that our hands, before we wash them, is Tomei. Therefore, if your hands touch mashkim, midirabbanan is matama this mashke. So since this water was only mikama tumim midirabbanan, then avada, when the water touches the kelim, it's only matama midirabbanan. Therefore, there's such a din of the Mishnah that the inside of the kelim is not mikama tumim. But then echnami, ho be mashkin aboy mach masheris. But the rice that we had before on the tezayin, that there we said according to Yehuda, the water that's tumim, even if you have a suffix, if it touched the kelim, you're not that the kelim is tumim, mashkim is a suffix midiraisam. That's talking about mashkim that was mkabel to midiraisa, where a sheretz touched the water. So that water is tamim midiraisam. Such water, avada, could be metamakele midiraisam. That's the way Ravina wants to answer. But over here, that was saying that the water that touches the keli is only tamim midirabbanan. That's because the water itself is only mkabel tumma from midirabbanan dikatumun of our hands. For the Gemara, that can't be. Ihochi, if that's true, Aditoni, why does the Mishnah have to say, or if you'd have to be mazbe the Mishnah? But med devar mamurim, when is the Mishnah talking about shenitnu machmas mashkin? If only water touched the outside of the kli, then we say the inside is tor. But if you'd said, but if a sheretz touches the outside of the kli, then even the inside is tummy. The water, if you'd have to go to skip to case of a sheretz, liflug v'listen v'didon. Let him make a difference. Let him liflug. Let's make a difference. For listener b'dido, even by the case of mashka, of liquid itself, you can make a difference. But medevar mamurim, like, let's say a difference like this. When do we say that only the outside is tumah, not the inside? B'mashkin haboyim machmas yadayim. Only if this water was makabel tumah from a derabbanan dekatumah, from a hand. So that's why the mashkin is only midirabbanan. Then we say if it touches the outside of the kli, the inside of the kli is tor, because it's only tumah midirabbanan, and we want to make a chilik. But if you have this liquid that was makabel tumah from a real sheretz, that is tumah midiraisa, now if this liquid touches the keli, even the outside of the kli, since it's tumah midiraisa, avada the din should have been that nitmu toicha, nitmu gabai, or nitmu gabai, nitmu toicha. No matter where the liquid touches the keli, both sides of the keli is tumah. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say this? Since Rabbi Yehuda had to go skip to a sheretz, it's mash maklaw that by mashke there's never a case any liquid is never metama keli midiraisa. It's only midirabbanan. Elo machvato kreshnim yikora. We have to come back to the first teretz we said before, that avad Reb Yehuda was choyzer. Even though before that tezayin it's mash from that price, Reb Yehuda holds that water could be metama keli midiraisa, but if from this price you see Reb Yehuda was choyzer. And holds no, mashkim cannot be metama keli midiraisa. It's only midirabbanan. Therefore, no matter what type of a mashker it is, when it touches the outside of the keli, only the outside is tummy and not the inside. So the Mori Boilu. Now we can clear a shayla. We have a suffix now. What's the pshat now that Rav Yehuda was choizer? In other words, before in the Braisa we had three shittas. One man, the other was that water is not makabel tum at all midiraisa. Rav Meir's shita was the middle shita, that no, water is makabel tum midiraisa. It's just not matam as something else. And then there was another man, the other, that said that even though water is makabel tum, it could be matam as something else, only food, but not kelim. Kelim it cannot be matami. And Rav Yehuda before said even a kelim could also be matama. So now we say now Rav Yehuda was chayzer and saying that water liquid cannot be matama kelim. But what about could the water be matama oichlim or not? Iboilihu mi kelim hu dehada bay? Was Rav Yehuda only chayzer had charota? He went back on his words only nageya to kelim, that kelim cannot be makabel tumah from a mashkin. Aba ba'oichlim kri Rav Yosi Rav Shimon Tzrilei. But maybe Rav Yehuda still holds that water could be metame oichle midiraisa, and he holds like Rav Yosi Svara. Or Dilma, maybe no. Legamri hodebe. Maybe now Rav Yehuda was chayzer, retracted his words altogether. And Rav Meir, maybe now he holds like Rav Meir Shita, that even though water could be mekabel tuma midiraisa, but water cannot be metame anything. Even if the water goes on an oichle food, it's also not metame the food. So that was Rav Meir Shita. Now the question is, how far was Rav Yehuda chayzer? What does Rav Yehuda hold? Mar Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Toshema. Come here, I'll bring you a raya. There's a loch in Mishnah Purim that Purim, if you have a cow, sheshosaso mechatis, it drank the mechatis. It's not the base of Middash. That mechatis, that's the Purim Duma, that you burn it, and the yeshes you put into the water, you make mechatis out of it. That this mechatis now you spray on the tomadik a person, tomadik, and he becomes tor. But our kopon, whoever touches the mechatis itself, the mechatis is metamayu. Now here, this porah, this cow, drank the mechatis. Yeah, mechatis is the locha pisara tamay. If later, right away, you go and shech the animal and you want to eat this meat, you should know the meat is tamay, because the mechatis is inside the stomach and it touches the meat inside. The meat is makabel tuma. Like the bottom Rashi says, pisara tamaya she makabel is tuma mehen. It's makabel tumah from the mechatis. The mechatis metamin. I feel what I'm killing. Because you're still going to get a neither. Yeah. That's what the Mishnah says. We have Yehuda. Why Rabbi Yehuda says no? Botlu b'meyeho. Rabbi Yehuda says no. This mashke, this water now of the mechatis cannot be metamah the meat. Why? Because it's bottle in its stomach, in the stomach of the cow. So Rashi says the top Rashi of Yudches botlu b'meyeho. The einam ruin the mechatis. Now that this mechatis, this water from the paradumas ashes, went into the cow's stomach, it's not ruur to use anymore for mechatis. The mela, the ein oid shmon aleim. It's not called anymore mechatis. So therefore, it is not matama the bosa. Now the question is, or tomorrow, vi salkotaitich, if you're going to tell me, if we could still think, that mikelem hudhodibay, if Yehuda only had retracted his words, that the water now cannot be matama kelem, avul biyoichlem. But when the water comes in contact with food, I tell you, Reb Yosi Reb Shimon Tzrilei, he could hold like Reb Yosi Reb Shimon. That is matam of the food. Obazoy over here, amai botla b'mayel legamri. Why do we say that when this mechatis goes into the cow's stomach, it's botla the shei mechatis? It's not called mechatis. Therefore, it's like term. It's not matam of the boss. So why not? Nehi de tumas chamur le matamo. It's not the true. Avadim, when the mechatis goes into the stomach, it's not still the mechatis anymore. It's not going to be used for that, so the tumma chamur of mechatis goes off it. Oh, but tumma kala mir natamu. But our cold part of it's still cold water. It's not worse than regular water. Now this water was tomeh because it was mechatis before. So even if in the stomach it takes away the shame mechatis, but the shame water, it doesn't go off it. So since it's still cold water, and it's tomedical water, how come this water is not matama the basar? Like, why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's bottle b'meyeho? It's only bottle b'meyeho to shame mechatis sheboy. Oh, but the regular shame of a mashka, of a water, it's still cold of water. So, this should be a raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds now that it's only cold water, it cannot be metame even eichlim. That he retracted his words altogether and he holds like a man now that this mashka, this water now cannot be metame eichlim. So, tomorrow maybe no, there's no raya. My bottle b'meyeho. What if Rabbi Yehuda meant to say that this mechatis is bottle? Is like not here anymore in the stomach. Nami botla mituma chamura. It only means it doesn't have tuma chamura. Abu tuma kala metamu. But maybe tuma kala taka true. The boser has like a din, like a rishon l'tuma. That much it does have. So like Rashi says, Tumah chamura means odom v'kelim tumah kam oichlim. If it had a shame, mechat the son, and still, it could even be metam a person, or could even be metam a kelim. To mekala that no, avada was bottled the shame mechatis. If now if a man touches this mechatis, he's not tummy anymore. If this mechatis touches kelim now, since it was in the cow's stomach, even though now you shechted it, you took the water out, it's not called mechatis anymore. If a person touches it or it touches kelim, avada the tor. But I tell you, to mekala avada even a meyiz made it has, because the tumah kala just means that the liquid is tummy. So it's a regular liquid that's tummy. Therefore, if it touches an oichol, maybe it would be metamarit midiraita. Therefore, that the Rabbi Yehuda just says botla just meant that it can't be metaman odom now, or kelim it can't be metaman. Renech nami, just the meat, that it could be metaman.
Yeah, all right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on, Hashem, next year. Here, we'll hold on to Yudches. Just last Gemara, we'll see again, just last Gemara on the bottom of Yudzayin and Mabez. Tor Shema, we'll bring a Raya. Again, we're in the middle of the Shiloh. Metchilo on the Brice on the Avtes Zayin, Rabbi Yehuda said that Mashkim liquid is Mekabel Tumah Midiraisa. And who adin, if it touches something else, it's even Metama Kalim Midiraisa. Not only could it be Metama Oichlim if the Mashkim touch, but if it touches a Kali, it's even Metama Kali. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said on the Tev Zayin. Now the Gemara over here is Mashma that Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer. That Rabbi Yehuda says here, a Mashkim, when it touches a Keli, it's only Metama the Keli Midirabonin, and not Midiraisa. That means the claw, if a Sheretz touched water, so the water is Tomei Midiraisa. Now if this water falls on a Kli, it's not Metama the Keli Midiraisa. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds now. Now, Shiloh is, when Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer, was the Chayzer Lagamri to say, now Mashke, if it falls upon an Eichel, it's not even Metama an Eichel? Or maybe no, it's only not Metama a Keli. Mashenkein food, it is Metama. That's our question now. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold about this water? When it's Tamei, if it falls upon an Eichel, is it Metama the Eichel or not? So Tor Shema, bring your Raya. Then is Parash Hashosa Samechatis. If you have a regular cow, it could be a kutchim, it could be a regular cow that drank mechatis. Mechatis, that's halacha that you use it to spray on tmeya mesim to metire them. That's from the poraduma that you burn it and the ashes you mix with water. It becomes a mechatis. The halacha of mechatis is it's a chomadika din tumma. That whoever touches it, it's menava tumma, it's metama odim and metama kelim. That's the halacha of a mechatis. That's part of the chokhmah of a poraduma, why it's so sosim. That when we spritz the paraduma on a tomadika person, it's a metara that person. But a torodika person, when he touches the mechatis, he becomes tomi. It's a navatuma. Now here the loch is this para, this cow drank the mechatis. Is the loch of the sarva tomi. The boss of the meat of the animal is tomi. Pasha, because the water inside touched the bosom. So therefore it's matama the bosom.